There's a mandatory evacuation order for tourists in Florida's Monroe County. Visitors are being urged to leave the Florida Keys. Many were there for the Fantasy Fest 2005, a week-long annual party in Key West. This year's theme is Freaks, Geese, and Goddesses. It was scheduled to get rolling this Friday. Joining us now by phone is event spokesperson Andy Newman. He's with us from the offices of the National Hurricane Center in Miami. Nice to have you on the program.
Hi, good afternoon, Neil.
Good afternoon. What's the festival celebrate?
I'm sorry?
What does the festival celebrate?
This is an annual costuming and masking festival that Key West has had now for some 26 years. And, you know, a lot of folks compare it to Mardi Gras in New Orleans or Rio de Janeiro's Carnival. And it's a lot of fun and a lot of outrageous costumery and just a good opportunity to sort of let it all hang out.
Maybe the hope that a lot of people are coming as mermaids this year.
Well, that's certainly possible.
It could be an awfully wet festival.
Well, of course, now what we have done, Neil, is because of this mandatory visitor evacuation, the Fantasy Fest organizers have decided to just go ahead and reschedule the start date. Originally, as you said, it was to start Friday, but now they're going to go ahead and get things kicked off on Tuesday, that is next Tuesday, and still going to, you know, they're still going to go ahead with the full slate of events. And what we're hoping for here, Neil, obviously, is that the storm skirts by and the dangerous core of the Hurricane Wilma stays well off of the Florida Keys and Key West so that we can go ahead and have this just fabulous event.
Well, Key West is a town that's, again, like New Orleans, known for parties. What would tourists and residents be missing out on this weekend?
Well, again, hopefully they're not going to miss out on anything, because some of these events that we had scheduled for the first couple of days of Fantasy Fest will simply be rescheduled now for the latter part of the week. But we have a number of big costume events. For instance, the pet masquerade at the Casa Marina Resort has a number of different categories, like best pet owner lookalike. There's a big Pretenders in Paradise costume competition over at the Pier House on Thursday night. You've got street fairs, masquerade balls, and it's all wrapped up by next Saturday's Captain Morgan Fantasy Fest parade down Duval Street. We're anticipating, you know, anywhere between 50 and 50,000 people for this extravaganza.
Wow. And it's always in October.
It's always the last 10 days of October, generally around the Halloween season. Yes, sir.
And we were just talking with the meteorologist there at the National Hurricane Center. Hurricanes tend to aim toward Florida in the month of October. In your 27 years, have you ever been threatened by a hurricane before?
Well, we only had one back in the mid late 90s. We had Hurricane Lily that was threatening, but fortunately turned away literally hours before the officials were going to go ahead and issue a mandatory visitor evacuation. Unfortunately, with Hurricane Wilma, that's not the case. But again, we're hoping that Wilma misses us or simply skirts us with some tropical storm force winds, and we're able to go ahead and stage Fantasy Fest in the tradition that it's always been held.
Okay, and what if there's one event that you're looking forward to? What would it be?
Well, I always like that, like the pet masquerade, because it's just great. It's a wonderful family event. You know, most of Fantasy Fest, you know, quite frankly, is sort of adult oriented. But the pet masquerade is absolutely wonderful because of the the people, and they come and they dress their pets. I mean, I remember Y Moran coming once as an elephant, and we see pets, you know, everywhere from a small tiny parakeet on up to a horse we've seen out there.
Well, good luck. I hope everybody has a good time, and that certainly that things go well enough that you can get underway then on Tuesday.
Yeah, I think so. And just real quick for your listeners, the Florida Keys website at flakeys.com will be a great resource on these and other events that are being rescheduled, as well as the infrastructure status of the Florida Keys and Key West.
Andy Newman, thanks very much.
Thank you.
Andy Newman, event spokesman for the Florida Keys Fantasy Fest 2005. He joined us by phone from the offices of the National Hurricane Center in Miami, Florida. This is Talk of the Nation from NPR News. I'm Neil Conan.